Ron DeSantis, media will cite CCP data on the coronavirus as if those are valid. By Hannah Blow on April 19, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Monday pointed out the absurdity of the establishment media when it comes to their reporting of the Chinese coronavirus, noting that they will often cite data from the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, as if it were valid. Speaking in Jacksonville, Florida, where DeSantis presented a $80 million to UF Health Jacksonville for the construction of a new trauma facility named after Dr. Leon Haley, the governor briefly spoke about the media's reporting of the Chinese coronavirus, as it has continually targeted the Sunshine State throughout the pandemic. "I think if you look when people will try to do, I mean look at the Western countries, and I think they've had pretty similar experiences regardless of the mitigations imposed. A lot of it's tracked age and obesity rates in those societies," DeSantis said, noting that it is not just in the United States but European countries as well. "That's just the reality," he said before reminding reporters that states that impose draconian measures have seen a lot of collateral damage in a variety of ways. "But what I would say is when you look at the states that have imposed really draconian mitigations, you've had a lot of collateral damage. You've had excess mortality apart from COVID because of some of the lockdown policies," he said. "You deny kids education, and that's going to have ramifications for years and years and years." He also noted that economic problems often can affect their future health as well. Then, he turned his attention to the establishment media's coverage. "They, the media, will look at a country like China, which is run by the Communist Party of China. They will actually cite their statistics as if those are valid according to China," he said, highlighting the absurdity of taking China's word. "They have had no COVID deaths for like a year and a half. Do you believe that?" he asked. "And if you believe that I have a bridge in Brooklyn, I would like to sell you," the governor added. Watch the full presser below.